Friends, this humble little oil that has healed thousands of people of all types of things, cancers, blindness, you name it, has caused a lot of trouble in the last few days. Whenever I make a video, I have no idea what people's response is. There's been a ton of response. It has like over 40,000 views. It's been awesome. Marianne, tell us behind the curtain, what has it been like? How have you guys been doing? Share with us kind of the experience from you receiving maybe a lot of these requests.
We're always busy, but nothing like this. We've been totally inundated. And I've got to tell you, Albero, you've got the most beautiful, intelligent subscribers, wonderful people that have been emailing and calling us. And it's just been miraculous. But we ask everyone to please be patient, because we're usually a week behind now. We're 2 to 3 weeks behind. And there's only four of us now, and two of us are 80. So we're handling it as best that we can. And if you left a phone call message, a voicemail, we'll get that order, because each and every one of you are very, very special to us. Even if we don't get back to you, you will get an answer on email. So the best way to order is through the computer on email if you can. It's hard keeping up with the phone calls, and it's difficult to answer each and every one of you. But we hear all of your prayer requests. All of your prayer requests go to St. Gabriel's Church in Upton, Massachusetts, in the basket under the altar, and they all benefit from all the masses. Plus, we as a prayer group pray for all of your intentions as well. So anyway, as Father Joe Whalen would say, if you ask me the time, I'll build you a clock. I don't mean to ramble on, but we've been so busy. Please be patient. We appreciate your patience.
Yeah, it's interesting for people to think about kind of some of the practical stuff, because you have your number there that goes directly to you, but you're getting call after call, and it quickly filled up the voicemails.
Well, I was getting three calls at the same time, and they were bumping each other off. And not just domestically, from we send oil all over the world, but you've got some new countries, Montenegro, Dubai, China.
Incredible.
It's just, we've sent to Norway before, never sent to Sweden. There's so many new addresses. So we're so grateful for that we can reach all these people.
You know, and it's incredible, because it's, I just imagine like almost like this draw towards St. Raphael. And then it's like we send him out as like a missionary to do healing, literally. Like if we could somehow, I don't have the tech in this channel, but it like put a dot to where the oil is and then little lines to everywhere. I mean, it would just be amazing to see all that, especially now that YouTube translates the videos into different languages automatically.
So
that's why it's not just English speaking people. It's because I would also get emails like in French and Portuguese and other languages that I don't know.
I know it's amazing that everyone can benefit from it now because of the language problem is solved. It's wonderful.
That's incredible.
For the viewers that are new today, I'm just gonna, and I hope I don't sound too redundant, but just wanted to give a quick overview of what the ministry is. So they can catch up quickly. But the ministry was founded by the late vocation priest, Father Joseph Whalen. He was a La Salette missionary priest. He started preparing and blessing the oil in the early 90s. And since his death in 2016, we've been continuing the ministry, and the home base is in Grafton, Massachusetts. And Ray and Marguerite Burrell store the oil, and they take care of all the shipping. And I'm in Vermont, and I do all the calls and the emails and the orders. So we kind of try to, we each have our little area that we do. So
today's a special day in terms of Father Whalen, isn't it?
It is. Today is the 9th anniversary of his passing to eternal life. And 9 was his favorite number. So
everyone think about this. The priest that started this ministry, it just so happens We didn't plan this. I did not know this until she told me, but
That's right.
Today, we could say that today is his feast day.
Yeah.
It's a feast day of St. Dominic and the 14 Holy Helpers. But so this video, he's here and it's anointed and he is praying for us right now.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And he is just doing jumping jacks in heaven. I'm sure that all the people through your channel are being exposed to this ministry and are able to obtain the oil.
Yeah.
Even if we get it to you a little later, you will get it.
And especially for those, any new people, share some, you said you had some testimonies, because I think it's important for people to share the things that God is doing.
Yeah. And just quickly before I share a couple testimonies, the blessed oil should not be confused with the church's holy oil that's used in the sacraments. It's a blessed oil and it's a sacramental like holy water. And Father Joe had a special blessing. And since his passing, one of our priests will use the same blessing. Plus, the exorcism blessing of the 1946 Roman ritual is also, so the oil is exorcised as well.
That's incredible for people to realize is that this is blessed and exorcised oil. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So that is amazing. And it is, you were telling me, it is not being sold. You all are asking, you ask for donations to cover some of the cost. But
anything blessed is not to be sold, and it's a blessed sacramental, and we gratefully accept donations, and 100% of each donation dollar goes into the preparation, distribution, and the postage for the oil. We're all volunteers here, and we just use it to facilitate the ministry. So we certainly appreciate, but we ship to a lot of foreign third world countries where they can't afford a donation. So your donation helps us to be able to give it to those that are less fortunate than us that can't afford a donation.
Yeah. So if someone is not able to give a donation, you'll still send it to them.
They still get it. And when you send your order in by email, even if you haven't donated, you get your order goes in line and you get the oil. And if you're moved to give us a donation, when you receive it, there'll be a donation envelope inside or whenever. We greatly appreciate it. But we have no payroll and we're all volunteers. So we're all trying to do God's work and just win souls for God and glorify God through these healing testimonials.
Amen.
But it's important to realize that God is the healer, and the oil heals through the intercession of Saint Raphael. It shouldn't be associated with superstition or having any magical powers. It's a symbol of God's power and grace at work through the faith of the believer and the intercession of Holy Raphael.
Yeah, and so, I think it's important for people to recognize that despite the ministry seeing so many healings, Marianne is still going through the effort of saying all these things. Mm-hmm. She could say, you know what I mean? She could, because of all this kind of, so to speak, take the credit, but she's not, you know, she's explaining everything as the church explains it. And I think it's good for people to see that and to hear that.
Yeah. God wants us all to stay small because we have to shine the light on him and his good works. And if we can just bring one soul in through all of our efforts, it will have been worth it.
Yeah.
So that's the way we look at it. But, it's, you know, your faith has to be Jesus-centered when you use this oil, because he's the healer, the divine physician, and St. Raphael, the archangel, is his intercessor, the archangel of healing.
Yeah. So share with us some testimonials, maybe even.
Okay. I'll read you a couple. As I mentioned in the last video, Monsignor Carl Shimiak, he's in Maryland, he's retired now. He was the chaplain colonel for the wing commanders, the fighter pilot at Shaw's Air Force Base in South Carolina. But he called recently, and I typed this up as he was talking to me. They're quick ones. He said, I anointed a boy about 7 years of age who had autism and was completely nonverbal. Almost immediately after I blessed him with the St. Raphael oil, he started speaking. Another one, the sister of a nurse I know had such severe eczema on her face, she had become deformed. I gave her a bottle of the oil. She blessed herself with the Saint Raphael oil, and in just 1 week, she completely was healed of the eczema. And then a friend of his sister had, I think, terminal cancer. And after using the Saint Raphael oil, she went into remission. So he says, praise our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy archangel. He's a wonderful priest, and he was the one that was healed. He had a detached retina, and he used the oil, and he was healed. So he's been promoting the oil ever since.
That's incredible. I love hearing these, because I think, man, these are modern things that people are going through. These things, exactly what you said in the previous video, that the archangel prophesied that there'd be these, modern illnesses from who knows where. Now we're kind of starting
unknown origin.
Now we're starting to find out from where, and where we feel hopeless in dealing with them. Like autism, things like that. People, you see it more and more, and people are wondering, mm-hmm. And then seeing that God does not want it. He wants it healed.
Yes, he wants us healed. He wants us healed, and we have to ask prayerfully with thanksgiving to petition what we want. But it's important that we ask. And this is a good vehicle. He uses this oil ministry as a vehicle for that.
Yeah.
To heal his people. The oil goes back to the Old Testament. So,
yeah. Share some more. We can never get enough of these.
This fellow was a good friend of ours. He was a homicide detective in Manhattan. And he wrote, there have been more healings. Just lately, I gave the oil to a New York City detective, a retired detective like myself, and a longtime friend. His brother had terminal lung cancer, and the doctors told the family that he would not leave the hospital for the next 3 to 4 weeks. The oil was used on him, and he is now home. Doctors are mystified. Thank you, Saint Raphael. No signs of cancer. And we have many, many cancer healings, and many like skin rash healings, many eye healings. But it's up to God who God decides to heal. But we have a lot of those. Many people in comas come out of comas.
Wow.
We have multiple
testimonies. The eye healing, you pointed out last time, the eye healing. Mm-hmm. But, that's biblical, because St. Raphael, that's one of the things that he did. In the Bible, he kind of gives this sort of odd formula of like fish liver or something like that, and you burn it and the smoke or something. But the I forget who it was that was healed of the blindness. I think Tobias's father, possibly.
The father was healed of blindness.
So Saint Raphael has been healing blindness for a long time.
He has. And because we mentioned it on our last podcast, we've had many people with eye problems that talk about it, that are anxious to get the oil.
Wow.
And yeah. So, and the last one I'll read is this one is very touching to me, because it's written by a little elderly nun that's in northeastern India, and she works in a bush hospital. And she says, our hospital is situated in a remote area. Sometimes we cannot get medicine, so we use the Saint Raphael oil. The majority of our patients are very poor and come to our hospital in pathetic condition. I wanted to say that the Saint Raphael oil, which you sent, is very much useful for the speedy recovery of our patients, and I have been using it for the last 2 years. Thank you so much for sending the holy oil to our hospital. It's amazing,
That is.
God is so good.
Because he, in all these places, we need the help.
Mm-hmm.
The
most important healing is a spiritual one. Can you imagine how these people are spiritually boosted up?
Yeah. No, and I think even in like a strictly speaking only physical healing, I mean, the hope that it opens up to someone, like it builds that hope. I was having this conversation with someone that we were talking about hope, and it was really interesting. Because when you think about faith is belief in God, and then love is that you love the God that you believe in. But hope is the specific door that allows God to act.
Yes.
And to do things in the world, because someone can have faith in God and love God and say, and if he were to ask him, can God change the world? Can God heal? Can God change the church? No, he can't. I don't hope in that. You know, so when we don't have hope, we close the door to God's action in the world.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So this gives people hope that, he's actually going to do something, and he will, and he is doing something.
And it's something tangible. And I mean, we're flooded with testimonials. And so the way we feel is, as long as God wants this ministry to continue, we're going to do the work.
Yeah.
And so many people are getting healed, but physically, but also spiritually, which is so important.
Yeah.
And we always say love is the fruit and mercy is the fruit.
Do you happen to have off memory, or are there any healings of people in comas? Because that's something that's mind blowing.
I don't at my fingertips right now, but I'll look for those for a future podcast. But they are on our website. If you go to the testimonial page, they are on our website.
Because that's really incredible.
And Father Whalen's special blessing, which he blessed it, for everyone after he died, if they would bless themselves with the oil and watch this video, that it would be just like he's praying over them. That's on our Today page on our website as well.
Yeah.
So, but it's important to remember that it's your faith combined with Almighty God's power and will in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right?
Through the powerful intercession of Saint Raphael.
That's why that card that you all send, I love it, because it's a beautiful card physically. It's compact, you know, it's like it's practical, but then the prayers are meant to kind of guide you into faith.
Exactly.
I believe you say Jesus's name three times, so it kind of shows you put Jesus at the center, but then yet at the end it has this really beautiful prayer to Saint Raphael. So it's kind of like the card is helping you to have that faith, which is like the door through which, you know, God can act. And so it's all right there.
And that last prayer that you just mentioned on the back of the prayer card was Father Joe's favorite card. And before he was even ordained a priest, he was giving this card out because he had a devotion to the archangel. And the first person he gave that prayer to was healed of breast cancer. She just touched the card to her breast, and the next time she went to the doctor, the tumor was gone.
That's incredible.
Powerful angel. Powerful.
Yeah.
And he's been given a lot of power through Jesus for the healing.
Yeah, really, really, really amazing.
And so go ahead, Alvera.
Yeah, so hopefully all of you, if you haven't received your oil, or if you're hearing this for the first time, there on the screen, you'll see how to ask for it, how to obtain it, and again, being patient that it may take a while, but it will get to you.
We will get to you, and we're getting every email and every phone call, and as long as you know that you're going to be getting it, and it's very difficult to answer every call at this point.
Yeah.
Plus, they're coming in by text and WhatsApp and email and phone call. So we're doing the juggling act, but we're diligent, and we've already sent out over 1,500 bottles of oil this past Tuesday. So we're on it. Just give us a little time.
That is incredible.
Some people are healed instantly, some progressively, some spiritually, some physically, some mentally. Some are healed in all three areas or just one area. You may be healed of something that you don't even ask for. So it's whatever God's will is for you and your particular mission and journey here on earth.
Yeah, that could be important, because I don't know if you have any examples you can think of people who are healed progressively, so that the people listening can think, because sometimes, you know, we'll tend to imagine it's a one-time thing, but, you know, be aware that there's hardly any one-time things, you know, even like medicines or things you have to do repeatedly, or prayers, we have to kind of grow. We don't pray once and become saints. It takes time. Do you have any examples that you can think of a person?
Well, you know, like, for instance, that one I just read to you about the woman with the severe eczema on her face. She used the oil every day, and her case took a week. Somebody else, it might take 6 months. But those are like progressive healings. People with cancer, you know, like they go in and the tumors have lessened. Yeah. And 6 months later, they go in and they get a clean scan. So it's what, however, you know, all things are possible with God. We all know that.
Yeah.
So it's however he chooses to heal that individual. And the purpose is always to get that soul to heaven.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's important that I've learned is that the miracle is never just for that one person. It's for many people around them to boost their family or friends or whoever is witnessing that.
Yeah. So I think maybe people can think, don't just do it one time. Do it repeatedly. Use those prayers each day that you do it. Mm-hmm. And then maybe ask with confidence, thinking about all the people that will be impacted when you're healed. So think about that. You know, sometimes we kind of come trembling to the Lord, and we should, mm-hmm. but I think sometimes we should also come confidently thinking, hey, this is going to happen to me. This is going to help so many people because it's going to mm-hmm. give them faith. It's going to bring them joy. They're going to want to come to the Lord. So know that that's always why God heals, because it just draws people like a magnet to Jesus. That's why Jesus healed. He used it as an instrument, like a lightning rod, to kind of draw people to him.
Exactly.
You know, so in that sense, it's not, some people maybe feel it's selfish to ask for healing, but know that it will help so many people more than just you.
Absolutely. And it's your faith. Just believe it and petition. God hears every prayer. So just believe. Like, I bless myself every day with the St. Raphael oil. I put a cross on my forehead. If you have a tennis elbow or a bad knee, you can bless yourself there. You don't have to bless yourself every day, but I do because I like the extra protection when I leave the house.
Yeah.
You can also put it over your doors and windows because it is exercise, the oil.
That is an amazing point, you know, that let's say someone isn't physically ill in any way that they know of or spiritually. You know, we always maybe have these deep wounds that we're not aware of that keeps us from growing spiritually, but it can also be invoking his protection. Mm-hmm. I mean, something, who doesn't want the Archangel Raphael by their side?
I know. You know? So, and all you have to do is ask. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. And God just performs these miracles naturally. They just unfold quietly, no big fanfare, and all of a sudden somebody's healed, or you'll see a miracle.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful the way he works.
So how about we do the proxy prayer that we did last time? A lot of people, I think, really liked that.
Yes.
And then you can also begin sharing about something else. This book that's on your website, we can kind of, you know, go into that, and because I think that's something really interesting that's also connected to the ministry, you know, so there's a lot of depth there.
Right. We'll get into that after the prayer. So I'm going to bless myself with the St. Raphael oil. This is going to be my second time today because I do it every morning. And I always make the sign of the cross on my forehead, out of respect for our Lord and the power of the cross. Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm blessing myself with the St. Raphael oil by proxy for all of you that tune into this podcast today or in the future. And we're asking God to bless you whenever you watch this podcast. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, we present our request to God for healing of all ailments, known and unknown, mentally, spiritually, and physically, for protection from all viruses, pestilence, and evil, all of your special intentions, all of your family, and all of your loved ones, through the most holy name of Jesus, in the intercession of his healing Archangel Raphael. Holy Raphael, allow this healing oil, healing balm that was blessed in heaven to flow through our entire bodies and touch every organ and heal us of any known and unknown ailments. Protect us against all evil. Protect our families. Be our guide and protector on our journey through life to our true home in heaven. Glorious Archangel Raphael, angelic doctor and herald of blessings, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Marianne.
You're welcome.
Tell us about that book. I have it here. It's called Heaven's Helper, My Little Star. Because when you go to the website, I'm not sure if it's a...
Yeah, you know, hold it up a little higher. There you go. Yeah.
And when you go to the website, you'll see it right there. So it's a... Some people have asked about that.
Yeah, we had a lot of inquiries about the book. And give you an overview. It's the journal of a Catholic mystic named Maureen Capistran. She came to our ministry in 2007, and she worked with Father Whalen for 7 years, and along with many other priests she's worked with for over 27 years. And this story chronicles her journey from basically being someone that didn't know God to working full-time for God 27 years later. But she was trained by Jesus, the Blessed Mother, and Saint Michael. Her book is endorsed by five priests and the best-selling author Joan Wester Anderson on angels. She's on the back of the book. Her story chronicles her journey from the beginning of her journey to the present, and there's been countless fruits and healings in her ministry as well.
Yeah.
The book continues to be a 5-star book on Amazon. That's the platform that it's sold on. And the testimonials from the people that read the book are just amazing to read. So if you go on there, I recommend that you read some of those. But the book, a lot of the general consensus is the book is a riveting page turner, intense, faith building. And people can't usually pick it up. They read it in one sitting. It's a very easy read. But we had one reader that consolidated everything. And she says, this is the best book I've ever read. It's your GPS to heaven.
Yeah. So. One thing that, and you had said it, so I'll kind of repeat it. When you have some sort of ministry like the St. Raphael, for those that don't know, you'll get hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the years that will come to you and saying, God talks to me, God talks to me. I experience a little bit that. You get tons of people. So you kind of become, you start to discern, but you also start not believing any of them.
That's right. Exactly. When she came to us in 2007, we've had hundreds of people that are very well-intentioned that claim their healing or hearing. And, we just kind of shut ourselves off from it and just keep plodding along with our ministry.
Yeah.
But she was so humble. I didn't even know she had a gift until a year after we'd been working with her. And her gift is phenomenal because she gets auricular locutions. And that's, she audibly hears in her right ear. The Archangel Saint Michael is the one that guides her now. Jesus gave this angel to be her guide. And when she works with people, she worked with children with cancer for 10 years.
Yeah.
And they move her around where they want her, where it's needed. But that's what I find so amazing is that she audibly hears the angel. It's just like if you're talking on the telephone.
Yeah.
And,
it makes sense that because of the Archangel St. Raphael ministry that there's like a charism there with this particular hierarchy of angels.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that don't know, when you do connect with lots of different people, like I do, I'm never surprised when someone tells me that they have this or that gift, because I've heard so many things. I understand that there's thousands of gifts out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never heard of such a thing, there's people that have gifts to see this or to see that or to see this. And God gives them sometimes in minor ways, sometimes in more extraordinary ways. This is a particular extraordinary way. Would you mind sharing one of the ways that she greatly helped you? You have it in the beginning of the book.
Yeah. In the prologue of the book is actually my story. And she worked with us, like I said, for 7 years. And I usually stayed at the rectory, which was a huge rectory. When we traveled, Father Joe, Ray and Marguerite Burrell, Maureen, we'd all travel on the road to do healing services. And at this particular time, there was a priest staying in my room from India. So I had to stay an hour north at Maureen's house. And in the morning, we were having coffee. And we were just talking. And, you know, she saw a tumor in my right breast. And she didn't come right out and tell me that. She asked if I'd had a mammogram lately. And I knew her so well at this point, I knew that that was a problem. So, of course, stupid me, I go right into denial. And I didn't even want to continue talking about that. So later in the day, the angel told her to tell me again. So I that started the process. I went to the doctor and I had a mammogram. I went back for a second one. Then I went for an ultrasound and then a biopsy. And I had a tumor in my right breast, just as she had seen.
Wow.
So it just happened because I was traveling so much with the healing team that I was in the area again, and I happened to be staying at her house. It was funny because I was staying there, and the hospital knew this. So the nurse called me, and she said, you know, we need to go through a few things, and you need to pick out your surgeon. So at that point, I saw Maureen close her eyes and put her head, crook her head a little bit, and I knew that the angel was talking to her. And like seconds later, she said, ask the nurse if there's a Dr. Ted on that list. So before the nurse read the list, I said, do you have a Dr. Ted on that list? She says, yeah. And he's actually a very holy surgeon. He's our best surgeon here. And I said, I don't even need to hear the other names. That's the surgeon that I want. And he was.
I mean, that's incredible. You know, that woman must have thought, how could you pick the best surgeon, name their names, and I haven't even read the names to you?
Well, how that started is when she was on the phone, she had an Irish brogue. So I assume she most likely was a Catholic. Sure. And she asked me why I had gotten a mammogram because I wasn't due for one. So I told her the story. And She says, Marianne, I believe because we have a lot of miracles here at the hospital. She says that people don't even talk about. So she knew. So she says, how did you pick that doctor? I said, well, the angel just picked him. So she says, oh, my goodness. She says, well, he's a very holy, holy man. So and so anyway, to make a long story short, I went in for surgery and the doctor came in. And he was all vested up. He got on his knees and he prayed over me for 15 minutes.
Wow.
15 minutes. I could not believe it. And I mean,
that's someone you want to be your surgeon.
Absolutely. He was remarkable. And now he's the head of the breast care unit, one of the major hospitals in Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow.
So the angel never makes a mistake. And like the angel said, I meant to tell you this before. They all work together. All the angels, they all work together in the saints. They all work as one. So it's like not like if you say, oh, well, Saint Raphael interceded for me and healed me. They all work together. So there's a lot of power coming from heaven for all these healings.
Wow.
But so anyway, the long story, I went in at 7. I was home by noon. I had made a coffee and I went on the computer and started doing the orders. No pain. I just had, because I went early, I only had a lumpectomy and it healed. And, you know, and that was in 2013. Wow. And the angel had said, before I started going through the whole process, I asked Maureen to pray to the angel. And a lot of times she doesn't see his body, but she'll see hand movements. And she saw him and he went, she's going to be okay with his finger. Yeah. And that's all I needed. I had no anxiety. I just sailed through it. But anyway, that's the prologue of the book. So highly recommend the book. It's a tremendous book. Very enlightening. It's boosted my faith.
Yeah. So. And she's someone that is connected with y'all's ministry, but you know, has her own sort of ministry that God has given her.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, she does. She does one healing service a month in her local diocese, and she works with people on the phone, and you know, kind of like we do, but a lot of healing ministry on her end too.
Yeah,
amazing. They always use the Saint Raphael oils, always available at the healing service.
Yeah,
we're just privileged that God has trusted us and, you know, to do his work down here. And that applies for anybody. We're nothing special. We're, you know, we're just plodding away and we're getting up in years, but, you know, as long as he wants us to do the work, we'll do it.
Yeah. It's amazing that there's such incredible gifts out there and that we don't know about them. You know, I mean, like someone that has such an incredible charism as Maureen, I guess, you know, God has a way of maybe hiding these people for the sake of their humility or protection or, you know, or something like that. But it's just amazing that we have these people here on earth to, given these gifts to help us.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when she does her healing service, she always tells the person, I'm going to pray with you to Jesus for your intentions. She's very, very humble and stays small. I'm praying with you. And most of the time, the angel will give a message, a simple, uplifting, encouraging message to that person. Like, for instance, you know, you're having a problem with anxiety and you need to forgive your mother, you know, for such and such a thing that happened in their childhood. And they fly off the chair because it's always 100% accurate.
Wow.
But it's just amazing that she had one young man that was tall and thin with black rimmed glasses. He came with his father and the angel commended him on his work as an altar boy. And he was bullied by all the other kids. And he says, don't worry. He gave him a lot of encouragement. And I can't remember exactly, but I think he was on the road to the priesthood, this kid. Wow. So, I mean, he said whatever it took, you know, to give this young man an extra push.
Yeah. You know, if you kind of think about it, to have a, you know, this woman that has this deep relationship with St. Michael, to have St. Michael tell you something like that, I mean, I'd be like floating the rest of the day, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like all that suffering that he went through being an altar boy, you know, God saw that and was proud of him.
And the other thing is nothing is too small for heaven, the angel or God. So somebody could have like a problem that we would think is like minuscule and like, what are you complaining for? But not to heaven. They'll address all those little problems.
Yeah.
It's, and it's brings tears to your eyes to see the faith of the people that come to these healing services.
Yeah.
It's just just that alone is enough to, like, you're floating on air after you leave that healing service for a week.
Yeah.
Just the faith of all the collective people in there. But the angel will always say something that only that person would know. So, and the reason he does that is so that person will know it's coming from heaven, that it's not from Maureen. She's not making it up.
Yeah.
So, and she's been trained not to embellish or put her spin on anything that she's told. She's trained to give it verbatim. And most of the time, she doesn't even know what it means. She just delivers exactly what she hears.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing gift. God works through all different people, all different ways.
Yeah.
And some of us, you know, like St. Paul said, we all have different gifts, but we're all the same body. So,
gosh, that is so incredible. So for those that, it's kind of like those TV ads that like they're talking about this amazing thing and then they're like, but wait, there's more.
Yeah.
So the St. Raphael oil is something incredible. There's more. So I'm sure, I'm sure y'all are thinking, okay, this Maureen lady, can we, what do you
think? Well, I think that would be good material for your next podcast, Alvaro. Yeah. So I think someday you might invite her on and then you get the whole story.
I think for sure, you know, what we're going to have her on here soon, you know, depending on her availability, whatever God allows for her to share her story and talk about that, for her to, you know.
Absolutely.
That'll be
incredible. It's always a privilege to boost people's faith and get the souls to heaven, because that's what our job is, for the glorification of God and salvation of souls. No matter what it is, the holy oil, Maureen at the healing service, you on YouTube, whatever your gift is, and that's what our basic calling is to boost the faith and get the people to heaven.
Yeah. Amen.
But I ask everybody to please pray for us that we can keep up the pace, and please be patient with us. We do hear your calls and all your emails, and we will get the oil to you as soon as we can.
So. Amen. Well, Marianne, why don't we close with a prayer? We already did kind of the anointing, but maybe we can entrust all of this to the Blessed Mother and consecrate this video so that it's fruitful and all the people that will hear it.
Yes. Well, like before we started, I had told you Father Joe's favorite prayer. Would you like me to
say
that one? This was the prayer that Father Joe handed out when he was in formation to be a priest, and the First Lady was healed of breast cancer. So we'll read this prayer for everybody.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. In name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Glorious Archangel Saint Raphael, great prince of the heavenly court, you are illustrious for your gifts of wisdom and grace. You are a guide of those who journey by land or sea or air, consoler of the afflicted and refuge of sinners. We beg you, assist us in all of our needs and in all the sufferings of this life, as once you helped the young Tobias on his travels. Because you are the medicine of God, we humbly pray you to heal the many infirmities of our souls and the ills that afflict our bodies. We especially ask you the favor, and now just name your petition, whatever you're asking for. And the great grace of purity to prepare us to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Maureen, for coming with us again. Hopefully this doesn't, whatever God wants, but hopefully this is a blessing. I was singing, hopefully this doesn't create like another wave coming towards you all, but whatever God wants.
That's right.
And whatever He wants, may He give you all the strength to fulfill it, to help these people, and that every person that receives it. We have our nightly rosary every night at 9 p.m. Central for anyone that wants to join, and we've been praying for every single person. I've been mentioning that for all those that have ordered the oil for them to be healed.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And thanks again for having me on. And on behalf of Ray and Marguerite Burrell, who couldn't be here, they would have loved to have come, but they're swamped down there with orders in Massachusetts. So maybe another time. But they thank you as well, Albero, for all your efforts and for having me on as a guest. Appreciate it.
Well, great. Everyone have a beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you.